really good to see those names in amongst it. Obviously, we'd have expected certainly Liam and James to be in that ODI squad, having been in the World Cup set up in the summer, last summer. But I thought it was great to see Mason in particular in there as well. Obviously, young player with huge potential. He's done really well in white ball cricket, even through a time where he probably struggled a little bit in red ball late. But it's great to see his name there, and it's a great opportunity for him.
And there's a good chance they're going to see quite a bit of cricket, aren't they? I know it's a lot of players to announce, but there's an awful lot of cricket, hopefully, fingers crossed, as long as things keep going in the right way, that there's a lot of cricket crammed into such a short space of time.
Yeah, looking at the schedule, it's really busy, isn't it? You know, you've got the potential of games at the Aegeus Bowl and Old Trafford, by the looks of things. And two squads playing side by side, and a lot of players will be involved. So I'm hopeful that they'll all get a good run out. And it'll be great just to get TV back on the screen. Even if we're not watching it live, we can watch it from our homes and follow their progress. So really looking forward to seeing some cricket get going, which looks like July the 8th, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, which is good news. So how does this work, specifically with your three players there, Giles, because it's common knowledge that there's only two counties that haven't furloughed players. That's Lancashire and Surrey. That's been mentioned quite a lot in the media. So what does it mean for those three now? They come off furlough?
Yeah, they do. They come off furlough. They start practicing on the 8th of June. So it's a week or so's time. They'll come off furlough, as will some staff to facilitate their practice. And they'll work from there into that series.
So they can work at the Aegeus, can't they, those three at least?
Yeah, those two can work at the Aegeus. So we'll be setting up Simon Lee, the groundsman's busy now, setting up wickets. You know, it looks like a really busy summer for him, you know, having joined us from Taunton in the off-season, you know, to put on some international cricket at the Aegeus Bowl. I think his first game is obviously going to be a test match, and it's a pretty exciting time for him as well, I think.
Hopefully some international cricket, as things stand, sort of early July onwards, but... the ECB have announced that domestic cricket, nothing until the 1st of August at least. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it didn't surprise me, to be honest. I think the focus, quite rightly at the moment, is getting international cricket on. There's a lot of financial finances sewn up with TV deals that make it very important to get the international cricket up and running. And I suspect domestic cricket will run behind that, and we'll learn a lot from putting on international cricket in these biosecure environments, and it will allow us to move pretty quickly and accelerate the domestic game back into some format in hopefully August onwards. And you know, there's also talk of actually the season moving through into October as well. So I'm confident we'll get something. But it's still uncertain exactly what that looks like.
And there's also talk about the counties being split into regional groups and that sort of thing. Does that look as though that's more than likely going to happen?
Well, it's a way, if we were to play any championship cricket, it's a way to structure it with the right amount of games, less travel. So, look, it makes sense. And I quite like the proposals they put forward. You know, I've read through Crick Info, a couple of articles around a final at Lord's, which would be very exciting for the top two teams. I mean, it gives members an opportunity to watch some red ball cricket as well, which would be great, because a lot of the talk up to now has been around 2020 cricket and the finance associated with the shortest format. But if we're able to play some championship cricket as well, I think that would be great. And I think we'd all very much look forward to that. Championship cricket, it's three groups of six, and the top two teams, so dependent on points, you know, you've got to be the top two in terms of points, obviously three leagues, would play in a final at Lord's over 5 days, because the likelihood is that the final would be in October and the Knights will be drawing in. So it'd be a 5 day, maybe a fewer hours of play each day because of daylight factors. But it seems like a nice proposal, but it also seems like quite a lot of cricket, and obviously everything would have to to run very smoothly up until the 1st of August for that to happen.